Good Monday morning, everybody. Yes, it's Monday again, and I know sometimes that's the worst day of the week. People get all bent out of shape because it's Monday again, but just praise God today that you're awake, that God has given you another day to live. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You know, it's easy to get worried with the way our economy's going and the decisions being made by Congress and our president. And it's easy sometimes when we look at our paycheck and it just seems to be smaller than it was at one time. Gas prices seem to be higher. When you go to the grocery store, you seem to be spending more on groceries. But I tell you what, we can be discouraged, we can be worried, we can be downhearted, we can be depressed, but it's not going to change a thing. But what we can do is we can trust God. We can trust God to know that he's going to take care of us, that he's not going to put us under a situation that he can't get us out of. And what we do need to do is we need to acknowledge him in all our ways. Instead of complaining about what's going on in the government, seek God and change the government. Instead of complaining about the way our economy is going, seek God and seek to change the economy. When it says acknowledge God in all our ways, he means acknowledge him in everything. Whether it's my finances, my relationships, the nation, the economic standpoint of the nation, whatever it is, seek God in it. Trust the Lord that he's going to get you through, that he's not going to put anything on you that he can't get you out of. And second, acknowledge him in all ways. Trust him. You need to acknowledge the fact that he's still in control of America. He's still on the throne in heaven. And he will always, always be victorious. Even if it's victorious at bringing his children home and letting this world come to an end. Thank you, and God bless.